This is Benjamin St. Jude, defensive back for the Washington Commanders. I just want to give a huge shout out to Latoya Sports Rants, the podcast that you guys got going on. I think it's great stuff that you guys support us. I mean, win, lose, or draw, the fact that you guys are able to go out there and talk about a whole bunch of topics, especially us as a football team, and keep supporting us, says a lot about, you know, what you guys are standing for and what you guys are doing. So I'll definitely check that out, and appreciate the support.
Well, welcome back to an episode of Latoya's Sports Rants.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back with another episode of Latoya's Sports Rants. It was a victory, so it's nothing to be too sad about. Nothing to be too happy about either. Truth be told, they should have won this game by a bigger margin, but they're back in a W column regardless. So Latoya, take it away.
Well, can't complain. You're right. It was a victory, you know. But do I think we could have did a little bit better? Yes, I think we could have, you know. Just a lot of things that happened in the game, you know, penalties, and then you had, you know, missed opportunities, you know, that we could have, you know, gotten touchdowns and stuff. But, you know, at the end of the day, it's a victory. You know, I will say defense, you know, big ups to defense. On offense, you know, again, you know, we could have did a little bit better. But I will say one of my favorites was at the end of the quarter, a huge, huge plus for us, St. Juice, in that end zone. And if he didn't do what he did, then they would have won the game. So I'm happy that we did win. Could have been better? Absolutely. And especially with us going into playing the Packers, we really, really, really got to get better, because we can't just go in. And I mean, and this goes for any team. I don't care what their record looks like or whatever, but we have to make sure that we're on our A game. We can't go into, you know, our stadium or anybody else's thinking that, you know, it's mediocre. We have to go in there, you know, and do everything possible. Everybody has to click. Everybody has to click, especially with the play calling. You know, that play calling's got to get better too. You know, that's another thing, because it seemed like, I don't know where the, what's the word I'm looking for, where the disconnect is, but it's like between the play calling, the quarterback, and everybody else, it's just like there's just a big disconnect. Like, nobody knows what they're doing. And then when the ball snaps, Carson Wentz, you know, it's just like, yeah, he's zeroing in on who he wants to throw to. But it's like, I've seen many opportunities where there's been other receivers open, but he hasn't thrown the ball that way, where we could have scored or at least advanced to a first down. You know, so I really, really, really need my team to please. Because, you know, you remember that one year we went to play the Packers, and I believe it was the first game of the postseason. We were, it was like in the playoffs, I believe. Was it the playoffs? And, you know, I was excited. We didn't end up winning that game, you know. But that just goes to show, like, anything is possible, you know. Yes, we've got one of the worst records right now in the NFC East right now, but anything is possible. And do I think we could go in and possibly beat the Packers? Anything is possible, but we can't just be like, you know, whatever. We have to go in there strong, confident, on one accord. Because if we're not doing any of that, then we're just going to be all over the place. And it's just going to be a lot of missed opportunities. The opposing team's defense is just going to run all over us. And even this is Aaron Rodgers we're talking about. You know, and how he is when he's back so far and he throws those long passes. You know, so we got to go in there and do what we need to do to win.
I've been reading some articles and following some of the pages, the NFC East and the Commanders and Redskin pages and everything. And one thing that I can see that the Commanders fan base is changing a little bit. And what I mean is, it was a little situation, and Ron Rivera was asked, why do you think there is a big difference between the Commanders and everybody else in the division? And he said, quarterbacks. It's the quarterback play.
Agree with that, though.
A lot of people said they didn't agree with Ron. He shouldn't have said what he said. But the thing that I was surprised about is the way that the Commander fans stuck up for Carson Wentz. And because you really got to think about it, like, that's not what they do. And I was really confused as to why they do that. But I'm glad that they've been doing it, because for so long, it doesn't matter. The Commander fans would always blame the quarterback. But here, I'm going to play it.
The teams in the division are farther ahead at this point.
Quarterback. The truth is that this is a quarterback-driven league. And if you look at the teams that have been able to sustain success, they've been able to build it around a specific quarterback.
How do you think the teams in the division are farther ahead at this point?
Quarterback.
I don't agree with that. Because for so long, this franchise, that's all that they based it around. And that's why we can never get nowhere. Because every single year in the draft, it's quarterback. Even before the draft even happens, it's quarterback. No, what you guys choose to do, y'all go and get these quarterbacks like Carson Wentz, you know,
McNabb,
and I'm just like, why do y'all do that?
Campbell.
You guys don't take time to develop a quarterback that you guys get out the draft.
But isn't that what he's saying though? They asked him about why are the other teams so far ahead. And he said, because of the quarterback. It's a quarterback-driven league. So he's saying the reason that the other teams, the Giants, the Cowboys, and Eagles, are playing better than the Commanders is because their quarterbacks, Cooper Rush, he's leading them to victories. Mm-hmm. Jalen Hurts, leading them to victory. Daniel Jones is not doing Daniel Jones shit. Daniel Jones is playing a lot better than he did for the last couple of years. So the question was, why are the other teams in the NFC ahead of you guys? And he said, because of the quarterback. Now, I know you're a Cowboy hater, just as I. I don't really got no problem with the Eagles. I ain't really got no problem with the Giants, right? Especially, you know, never mind. I ain't going to go there. But I like these teams, right? And one thing that is a big turnaround from the NFC East is the quarterback play. And yes, excuse me, back to my point that I was trying to say is the Commander fans are changing a little bit. I don't know if it's with the name change or what, but usually the quarterback would get all the blame. But they're like, no, yes, he could play a lot better, but the losses that we have done are not totally his fault. And I'm like, that could be true. It could be false as well, because I think two of the losses that y'all have gotten this year have came from him throwing an interception at the end of the game. I said this a couple of sports rants ago. I feel like quarterbacks come to the Commanders when they're old and washed up. I don't really think Carson is old and washed up, but teams wasn't really, we got to get Carson, we got to get Carson. That really wasn't going on. And I feel like, especially if, and I said this, like I said this a little while ago, if you're a veteran quarterback like Wentz is, or like, you know, these other quarterbacks, older quarterbacks that came in, they struggle a little bit more because they have something to prove. They know that the fan base is wanting them to come in and win immediately. A younger quarterback that you get from college or somebody like a Heinicke, he's going to play, he's going to do what he wants to do and what he needs to do to win without having all the fans talking so bad about him behind his back. He don't care because, hey, I'm a younger guy and I got to do what I got to do. You know, I'm still learning. You understand what I'm saying? Even though he's been on other teams before. But somebody like Wentz and the other veteran quarterbacks that they got, it's more pressure on them because they have proven that they are winners. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But like I said, it's just, it's a big difference now because they, a lot of the Commander fans got mad at Rivera, felt like he threw Carson under the bus. Do I feel like he did? No, he was answering the question. And if you put Carson stats side by side with Rush, Jones, and especially Hurts, like they're light years ahead of him. You know what I'm saying? He might have some more yardage and stuff like that, but most of the yardage come in like garbage time. You know what I'm saying? Like when the game is already over. The defense is playing soft, whatever. You might complete a pass, you know what I'm saying, get yards after the catch. So I don't know what it is with this team. Carson, his stats are really not horrible. The defense they've been, but they didn't break, you know what I'm saying? And usually, you know, you let a running back get a 46 to 56 yard run and you stop them at the 2 yard line, chances are that team is going to score on you. No matter how bad that team is, they're going to score on you. But they've been doing goal line stands for a couple of times this season. Well, more than a couple of times this season. I don't know. Scott Turner, I don't like him. And Ron Rivera, I don't think he plays to the player's strengths. I think this is the scheme that we're going to do, and this is what it's going to be. Mm-hmm. And if you look at the league, a lot of times when you don't play to the quarterback's strengths, you're not going to have success. That's just like in the playoffs with the Ravens. Lamar Jackson is not a pocket passer. That's not what he is. And the reason that they lost those games and lost in the playoffs is because they tried to make him do something that he doesn't do. Mm-hmm. You know, play to his strengths. And I feel like that's one thing that Ron Rivera and Scott Turner are not doing now. That call could have went either way. Honestly, I'm glad that it went the way that it went. I would listen to another sports podcaster, and he made a point. He said this was more of a Chicago loss than a Commanders win. Though I understood what he was saying, a win is a win regardless. You know what I'm saying? And I get what he's saying, like the Bears should have won that game and the, you know, it's 12-7 or whatever the final score was. Mm-hmm. I get that. I don't think that there's anything to look forward to with this team. I'm going to support them like I support the Capitals, the Nationals, the Mystics, United, you know what I'm saying, the Wizards. I'm going to continue to support this team, even though, you know, football-wise is not my number one team, but I act like it is sometimes. And I know we have some interviews coming up with different players, but honestly, I really don't feel like there's anything to look forward to.
I mean, I'm frustrated.
Like, Chase Young is coming back. Like, okay, let me rephrase that. Other than Chase Young coming back, I mean, there's really nothing else to look forward to. Now, the people that are the Wentz haters, the people that's blaming it on the quarterback, I don't know if you guys know, but it was put out that Wentz suffered a broken finger on his throwing hand. So he got some x-rays. He's to be going to California to see a hand specialist. So who's going to be the backup? Who's going to be put in? So all you people that were hating on Wentz, now not everybody, because like I said earlier, you know, the fans are changing a little bit and they didn't like the way they thought Ron Rivera threw him under the bus. But my thing is this, whoever's going to play, whether it's Heineke or whoever else, he throws the ball too high like he's been doing. We want Wentz back. We want Wentz back. I think all Commander fans need to be honest with themselves. And they really need to look at this situation is the way that the division is right now is the way that the division is going to be for the remainder of the season. Yes, Wentz and the Eagles, Hurts and the Eagles can suffer some major injuries and regress. So can the Cowboys, and so can the Giants. But I really do believe that the Commanders are going to be in last place for the remainder of the season. Could they beat the Packers? Yes. Are they going to? No, I don't think so. If they pulled it off, I would wear, you know, a whatever. We can come up with some type of bet or something. But I just don't see it happening because – when the Packers played the Giants, I think the final score was like 26-22. Mm-hmm. Like, the Commanders can't score that many points. They can't. I'm sorry. So you can't go on and try to do salvage your season when you can't score more than 20-something. You know, you can't score more than 14 points.
But going back to the quarterback situation, do you think that the franchise is trying to have, like, instead of letting the quarterback have control on the field, you know, doing what they do, do you feel like that they're trying to have more control in regards to, well, this is who we want. It doesn't matter how long he's been out of the league. We still want him to come in and do and yes, and I do agree that there's a lot of, you know, a lot of pressure on that person that's coming in. But, and like I said previously too on another podcast, I don't think it's fair because I'm like, if y'all are coming from a money standpoint and you don't care about winning, then that's not fair to the person that you're bringing in. So do you think that is more of, with the control mechanism, do you think that it's, you know,
I get what you're saying. I feel like that's way Snyder's way of saying, look, I'm going to just bring somebody in, mm-hmm. throw a couple of dollars at them, and it's always a step higher than what they had before. Mm. You know what I'm saying? So, yes, I feel that's a control thing because he's like, look, this is my team. Y'all are going to talk all types of crap, but you're still going to watch us every Sunday or Monday or Thursday. You're going to watch us lose. You're mm-hmm. still going to come to this horrible stadium and spend $15 on for two burnt chicken tenders and a large drink. You know what I'm saying? That's what it's going to be. So, yes, to a certain point, I feel like he cares a little bit because I think Snyder knows that no match control that he has over the team or whatever, I think he knows that if he doesn't show any interest in just 1% of trying to make the team better, mm-hmm. that people, some people will give up on the team. Mm-hmm. But every year he does like this big splash signing. It was Landon Collins, you know, it was this, it was that, then now is Wentz. And a lot of people were excited. Some people was like, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? So Wentz has been doing pretty good. He's not doing as good as he should, but you get somebody that's years in, injuries and everything like that, he's going to do that. So yes, I do feel like there is a control thing of, I'm not going to draft a quarterback. We don't have time for this. We're going to get a veteran that's proven himself, mm-hmm. even though he might be a little old and injury prone, but this is what's going to happen to just give y'all little appetizers and little snacks to keep y'all fed.
Right.
That's what's going to, and that's the way it is, mm-hmm. and that's what it's going to be. But all I'm going to say is, win, lose, or draw, I got to support this team. Win, lose, or draw, I know you support this team. Yeah. But the good thing is this. The NFC is not the NFC East is not the laughing stock of the NFL anymore. You remember the Eagles? The Eagles won the Super Bowl not too long ago. But mm-hmm. before that, it was just like, oh my God, what are they doing? Oh my God, oh my God. Then the Cowboys mm-hmm. at the in preseason, and everybody said, this is our year, this is our year. This we're gonna go to the Super Bowl. It hasn't happened. Mm-mm. You know what I'm saying? The Giants. I love the Giants, but they're not going to go to the Super Bowl or go to the playoffs anytime soon. Mm-hmm. Even diehard Giant fans are saying that these are fluky wins. Like, they wasn't even expecting to win these games and be 4-1 in the division. But the only team that I really care about is the Commanders. I don't see this team doing, and I'm saying this, but I want them to prove me wrong. Right. I don't see them doing any better than what they're doing now. The defense have been sturdy, and Chase mm-hmm. Young coming back is only going to make it mm-hmm. better. Yeah. But you can have special teams. Mm-hmm. You're going to have the defense. Mm-hmm. But without the offense, there's really not much you can do. Mm-mm. Because your defense is going to get tired. And if you're playing a gunslinger like Aaron Rodgers, like, yes, they don't have Devontae Adams anymore. Mm-hmm. But he still has good receivers.
Right.
And the good receivers that the Washington Commanders have, they're not getting the ball. Mm-mm. They are not getting the ball.
They're not.
So all I ask is for y'all to just do your best and try to salvage out some wins.
Please.
You know what I'm saying? Do I feel like yes, some of these schedules that people in the NFC East have are a little light. Mm-hmm. A little light.
Mm-hmm.
Very light.
Yeah.
But the thing is, even if the Commanders had a very light schedule, mm-hmm. which they have had for these couple of games, I can't even really say that I felt like they would do anything with it. They have a lot of talent on all facets of all sides of the ball. Why it's not coming together, I don't know. And I guess that's one question that we can ask St. Juice when he comes on, is what do you think the problem is? Is it Ron Rivera? Is it Scott Turner? Is it y'all? Is it the outside noise that's trickling down into the locker room? Mm-hmm. You know, do you see the issues that Scott Turner and Ron Rivera, or Ron Rivera and Jack Del Rio? Is it, you know, is that problem affecting the players? Whatever it is, get it together. Because mm-hmm. the fans don't give a damn about none of that. And I'm telling y'all this, any Redskin player that's listening to this right now, this is what I need y'all to think about. Y'all want to quiet this outside noise? Play better. Play better. That's all y'all got to do. Play better. Once y'all play better, y'all will see that a lot of this outside noise is going to quiet down when the product on the field is better. believe me, a lot of it is going to cease once y'all play better. I love y'all. I love the team as all DC teams. And my Capitals, y'all got it to get it together as well. I know Hagelin is out. I know Tom Wilson is out for a little while. We just lost some other players. We're into the season starting out with back-to-back losses. Now, those losses against the Bruins and Toronto. So it's not like we're playing, you know, like a horrible team or anything, horrible teams. But I understand around DC right now, it's not good. You know, we lost Josh Bell. We lost Juan Soto. We lost Trey Turner, Max Scherzer. They're gone. And Scherzer is, it's crazy that they're actually playing the Padres. And Max Scherzer did horrible in the first game that he lost as the starter for the first game, the postseason. The Wizards, their last game of the preseason, they lost like 115-84, something like that. I don't have any expectations for that. The Capitals, I always have some type of expectation because Ovi is going to do what Ovi does. When Tom Wilson come back, when he has that presence where everybody that steps on the ice is scared of the Capitals because of him, then we'll be all right. The Nationals, over. There's no expectations for them back in the spring training. I mean, it's over and done with. We were horrible this year. You trade Scherzer and Turner, and then you use Juan Soto as the future of the team. And then you offer him peanuts and a lot of deferred money and everything. Then you leak his contract to make him seem like he just didn't want to be with the team no more, when that's not the case. So it's like, I just don't want the Washington Nationals to turn into the Washington Commanders with all this bull crap and trying to make players look bad. We need to really get, well, excuse me, the Commanders are not doing that, but the Redskins did, and the Washington football team, when they did that to Trent Williams. But look, DC, I love y'all. We need y'all to get it together. Mm-hmm. I'm serious, guys. Like, I want y'all to go, even though y'all playing in Washington, y'all playing in D.C., I really need y'all to beat these Packers. Exactly. I know it's a lot. It's easier said than done, but I really need y'all to stretch out another win.
Exactly. And coming from a fan that's been a fan since 6 years old, we're talking about the early 90s, to now, we've been a little over 31 years. I want y'all to win too. You know, it's been like that every year since I've been a fan, and I want to see y'all go out there and do good. You know, I do, and it's frustrating, and it has to be frustrating for you guys, but you know,
not too frustrating. But they get paid millions of dollars. Well, but win, still, lose, or draw, millions of dollars.
But still, you know, just please. You know, go out there and do what y'all need to do. And then until next time.
Thank you for tuning in. Hit that like button, comment, and subscribe. And until then.